Every so often on Morning Edition, we eavesdrop on a small, soundproof booth in a New York City railroad terminal. The booth is run by the StoryCorps Project, which invites people to just sit behind a microphone and interview each other about their lives. The participants get to keep a CD copy, and with their permission, another copy goes to the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress to become part of an oral history of America. StoryCorps was founded by radio producer Dave Isay, who joins us on this Friday before Mother's Day. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
So people at Grand Central Terminal can talk about anything, right?
Anything they want. And since it is the Friday before Mother's Day, I figured I'd bring you some mother stories.
Yeah, let's hear the first one.
Okay. This is just a little clip of 82-year-old Filomena Luciani being interviewed by her granddaughter, Allison, and talking about her mom, who was an immigrant from Italy.
My mother, well, she had trouble. She didn't speak English. And she wanted to buy a colander. And she went to this variety store. And she looked around, and the salesman asked her, what was she looking for? Well, she didn't know how to say colander in English. So she said, macaroni stop and water go ahead. And he right away knew what she wanted. And so he got her the colander, and that's what she wanted.
Yeah, we get all kinds of different stories. And it's not just older people that come to the booth. We've had participants from 5 years old to 103 years old. And I have another clip for you. 10-year-old Caitlin Seaver, who's interviewing and being interviewed by her mom, Lynn, who's a lesbian.
What do you want to see yourself do when you're a grown-up? What do you imagine? What would make you happy?
I think I might want to be straight with a nice husband, but of course, I don't have any idea what it's like to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How has being a parent changed you?
Oh, my God. Being a parent has made me really think about someone other than myself. I mean, can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
I used to always worry about dying.
Brain bug.
Yeah, I had this huge brain bug. And when you came into my life, the brain bug just flew out the door.
Bye-bye.
I know. And I think it really was because I stopped having all this focus on myself, you know, like me, me, me. Suddenly there was you.
Do you really truly love Anita?
Very much. With all my heart.
And how about me? Do you really truly love me?
Oh my God. With like my heart, the next door neighbor's heart, with everything I have, I love you.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Okay. Do you want to ask me anything?
Do you love me?
Oh, and stop it. Of course I love you.
There you go.
Caitlin's tough. Tough questions there from the 10-year-old.
She's a smart young girl. You know, as a radio person, I always feel like the soul is kind of contained in the voice, you know? And this is a recording of who you are that's going to be there forever. And to bring someone to the booth and to really say, like, look, let's talk and let's get something down on tape for the generations to come, it's a profound thing and it's incredibly emotional for people. And it's difficult. And for our final clip of tape, this is Sarah McHugh, who's talking to her mom, Carol Sue, in the booth.
I have tears in my eyes because I know someday you're not going to be here, and somebody's going to be listening to this. And I just want to say how I want you to be remembered. You are the most incredible human being I've ever encountered in my life. And I have been around the world, and I've met heads of state, and I've met so many fascinating people. But you are the most joyful, the most giving, the most happy, the most funny person. And I'm just so blessed that you are my mom.
Dave, I say thanks for sharing these stories on the beginning of Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you, Steve.
Radio producer Dave, I say, if you want to hear more voices from StoryCorps, you can visit our website at npr.org.